What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 1055 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.
BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV, covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or spreaker.com/BS3Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
All right, folks, back on the Boss Man Show, my good friend of the show, Ryan Really, is doing a show. Hey, bro, it's your 11th time on the show, brother. 11th time.
11 times, man. I remember the first time I was sitting in my office, Bethune-Cookman. I think you were my first Division I interview. So, I mean, that's 11, 10 more times since then. That's big time.
Yes, indeed, man. 11 times on the show, man. So you're one of the best ones to come on the show, man. Can't believe it's 11 times already. It's like, hey, 11 times.
I don't know if it's one of the best or one of the most, but, hey, it's one of them.
You already know, man. So, man, how you doing down there today in Macon? My sister's son's out behind you, man. How are things going with your preseason workouts right now, my brother?
Man, things are great. Obviously, again, kind of those dog days of October. We've been at it since June, and I think some guys are ready to play some outside competition. But things are good, man. I'm excited for a year or two. I think we've got a really good group in here.
No doubt, man. If you are, like, as I've asked you before, like, as you all trying to prepare your roster, man, trying to find the right fits, about to find the right guys, and, you know, certain teams having more to give guys and all that kind of stuff, how's it been trying to manage, kind of like a GM, all those of NBA teams trying to figure out the cap and who gets what, who, how to get them here, what's the sticking point to get them to want to sign with you? How's that been for you and your staff, man?
Man, it's actually been really incredible. Obviously, the landscape's changing, and I think with the landscape, you got to adapt. And, you know, we were just talking about it this morning. You know, we are an essentially we're coaches, we're GMs. You know, we're father figures, we're brothers. We get to wear a lot of hats, and I think the you know, we got to embrace that because you know, not a lot of people get the opportunity to impact as many people as we do, and you know, we're finding a way, hopefully, to put a heck of a program here together. In year two.
No doubt, man. And I was good to come see you guys practice, man, and seeing the camaraderie of your guys, man. All the guys looked together and they looked engaged. It looked like there was a oneness of your team already. And that was in September. So I know it's gotten better since I was down there to see you all practice. So talk about that for your guys. We got having people like a new team every year, but having guys on the same page and wanting to be together and fight for each other.
Well, I think that's the most important thing. You know, we talk about being tough and connected, and you know, as of right now, we hadn't faced a lot of adversity, so this team's super, super connected. But I think they've got a mature approach, and you know, we got some older guys, we got some guys who've been traveled, but we've got some younger guys that kind of understand it as well. And you know, this is not an individual sport. It doesn't matter that the as many great individuals as you got to find a way to be cohesive, and you got to find a way to be connected. And you know, right now, I feel like we've got a really core group of guys that you know, really want to put Mercer in the best light they can.
And Ryan, you know what? I thought about it. This is more of why I want to talk to you about this. Like, when you bring in new guys, teaching them your language, Mercer's language, you know, because I know with the Hawks, sometimes guys come over from a new team, they think like certain coverage call is this for their old team, but it's this for the Hawks. So, about trying to get guys to kind of adjust from that old way of, hey, we call this blue on my old school, but we call it red here, and trust so guys don't get confused and kind of let those old habits go to speak the language of Mercer going forward.
Yeah, it's a good question. You know, someone told me this a long time ago. Basketball is not a complicated sport, but people are complicated. And so we really try to keep our non-negotiables. You know, we're going to be tough, together, unselfish, but we got a flexible approach. So, you know, this team may be better at running in transition. This team may be not as good as this type of ball screen coverage. So, you kind of modify what you do to your personnel. But I think, you know, our language, our ability to teach, like we recruit guys that are going to be tough and together. And so outside of that, man, they're pretty adaptable to change. And as long as you've got those non-negotiable things, you know, I think we've done a pretty good job at least verbalizing what we want to get done.
No doubt, man. And you know what, Ryan, I also want to ask you this, man, because I know Quinn Snyder was talking about this other day in the media about developing guys in season. So he said he wants to still develop guys in season with such a young team. Talk about that for you. When you're trying to win games, still have a focus on developing your players, getting them better in season so you don't have there's going to be don't stagnate and just be what they were because you're worrying about the team trying to win games.
Well, I think you have to. It's a long season, and you know, at the end of the day, like we can run a lot of great plays, but you know, what I found is it's not the plays that work, it's the players. And, you know, we got to continue day by day. They got to get 1% better. And, you know, maybe we modify a workout or two as we get going, crank full speed. But at the end of the day, it's about putting that ball in the bucket. And, you know, we've got to continue to work with these guys, you know, day by day. We've got a great staff that digs in with them daily. And just because maybe the season's here and you're playing more games, development can't stop. And I think that's something our staff does a tremendous job with.
And Ryan, talk about this man as well as teaching these guys how to watch film, because I feel like sometimes young men that don't know how to watch, they want to watch the good games. How about watching the games where you didn't play as well, or they gave it to you a little bit. So about teaching guys how to watch film the right way to get better and improve their games off of bad film per se, and not just the highlights when they had a great game.
Well, I think it's, you know, we have the tendency as humans, right, to focus on us. And so what that means in basketball, we're usually locked in when we have the ball, and we're usually locked in when we're guarding the ball. But that's very rare in the course of a 40-minute game. You know, I think if you count up all the times you have the basketball, it might be for a total of 2 minutes of the 40 minutes. All the times you're guarding the basketball, it might be 2 or 3 minutes. And so for 5 minutes of those 40 minutes, that's important. But that other 35 minutes is equally, if not more important. So just being able to show these guys different angles of this is what's so important, you know, on the ball, off the ball, transition, so many different things that maybe when you go back and watch it, you know, we all have the tendency to watch yourself when you're in the per se live action of it. But yeah, for these guys, they've been tremendous, man. We speak in bullet points. We come up with a targeted plan, and we'll show if we're not just teaching, we may be teaching JR something, but it's for the entire group. And I think they've done a really good job up to this point.
You know, Ryan, you have some young guys on your roster, man. It's still cool to see you have young guys on your roster. Talk about how important it is, Stephen, though, in this days of everybody wanting to get old and stay old, having the right young guys in your program to develop and grow, and so hopefully they'll be there 2 or 3 years down the road and not get the CCC money somewhere else.
Yeah, I mean, you know, at the end of the day, you got to control what you can control. And, you know, we had a freshman last year that started 25 games and played almost 25 minutes. And yet we've got two guys that are 24 years old. So we have a variety. I mean, like I said, JR, we're looking for what best fits Mercer, what fits our culture, what fits our program. And, you know, we've got 3 freshmen right now. We'd love to sign some freshmen early. We'd love to get some junior college players in here. But at the end of the day, to me, it doesn't matter if you're 18, 19, 22, 25. Like, we're going to try to put the best assimilation of people that we can to help us win basketball games.
And you're doing a good job of it, man. What I love is the size you got. You're very switchable, man, defensively, giving you options how to play different coverages defensively. So talk about that targeted approach to your roster building to having switchable size.
Yeah, I mean, we're definitely defensive-minded. You know, you'll hear you come to practice, you hear a team of toughness – or a theme of toughness, I'm sorry. And to me, toughness is a lot of times associated with a lot of different things. But speaking to this defensive side of the basketball, we've got big guards, man. We've got big guards that are physical. We've got some forwards that can really move their feet and they can think. So, you know, we're not afraid of different matchups. We can switch 1 through 4. We can switch 1 through 5. It's an area that I think will be a strength for us going into this season.
100%. And look, what I saw, man, it's like you guys was in some good shape already, good and strong. So talk about that piece of it, where you're getting your guys in the elite shape to play the way you want to play, and also to make sure they're strong and go through, you know, November to March, hopefully, when you're winning the SoCon tournament and going to the big dance.
Yeah, you're right on the money, man. We've got a full-time strength coach, Colin DeClerc. He's been tremendous for us. You know, our guys are bought into him. He's bought into them. And it's a focus. I mean, we lift 4 or 5 times a week right now. Obviously, we'll slow it down a little bit as the season goes, but if you don't like to lift weights, don't come to Mercer. We're big into developing the body, getting it to the best shape it can. And some of that's some guys trimming weight, some of that's guys adding weight. But, you know, the body's huge for us. You know, we want to go into November 3rd and give ourselves the best chance to compete that night. And we want to get better on November 5th, and we want to get better on November 9th. So for us, it's a full-time thing. You know, we spend time working on it, and that's not going to stop during the course of the season either.
And nutrition pieces are also important, what these guys eat, how they feel their bodies and getting sleep. I think young men understand sleep is very important to recovery, and what you put in your body for fuel is very important, keeping you healthy throughout the whole year.
No doubt. I mean, I think sometimes young people, and even older people, don't realize that the stuff we're putting in, it really does affect, it affects you short term, it affects you long term, it affects your brain power. And so for us, yeah, like we challenge our guys to be the best version of themselves. And, you know, we got guys that are eating 4, 5, 6, 7 meals a day because they're trying to add. We've got some guys that maybe we're trying to get to a certain weight, and they're on a different nutritional plan. But if you want to have your best outcome, then you got to be willing to sacrifice, and the nutrition is a big area for us.
No doubt, man. And Ryan, I was looking at today, man, it's some great D1 programs here in the state of Georgia, with you, West Georgia, Kennesaw, Georgia State, Georgia Tech. About how cool it is to be in a state with such quality D1s and quality talent up and down the state, even on the D2 level too. These coaches, you know, getting these great players to play, and how you know, stay with so talent, rich, so talented. And you're in Central Georgia, Middle Georgia, you can find go where you want to and find whatever you need.
Yeah, I love being back in the South, man. I've been fortunate to I've been to actually three, Florida, Georgia, and Tennessee, some really great college programs in all those states. But this is home for us in terms of, yeah, we're in Central Georgia, but we're 3 hours from the Panhandle. We're 5 hours from Central Florida. We're an hour and a half from Atlanta. You know, we're a couple hours from Chattanooga. So the recruiting regional areas, there's so many guys that can play here. And I think as you see us here longer and longer, as we continue to build these relationships, I think you'll see more guys from this area that see how good of a fit Mercer can be for them.
It's a great campus. I'm coming over there, man. I saw how they built this. Last time I've been over there, I was like, man, they are building, they're investing in the campus. And for you, have to be really happy as a basketball coach, knowing that, hey, the administration, the president really is invested in the university on and off the court for you and your guys.
Yeah, the campus is tremendous. You know, I don't think I'm misspeaking here, but I think we were named a top 10 or top 20 most beautiful campus in the country. It's awesome, man. It's first class. Our president does a heck of a job of, you know, you walk on Mercer's campus and you're not going to see a blade of grass out. You're not going to see some old nasty bushes that aren't trimmed up. Like, it is a very, very well-maintained campus. We got great student life. You know, we've got a good amount of enrollment on campus that lives on campus. So it's a tremendous spot, man. I'm really fortunate to be here.
No doubt, man. Last one for you, Ryan, man. You chalk yourself tough, brother. I see you got Tennessee, Clemson, UCF, Washington State, man. So talk about these challenges for your team and see where they stand against these teams to prepare yourself for this SoCon slate. It's going to be very, very tough.
Yeah, I think, you know, obviously the goal is to win the SoCon, right? The goal is to play your best in that regular season and set yourself up for 3 games in March. But I think the non-conference, you know, we play a lot of really good mid-major opponents in terms of App State, Georgia State, Eastern Kentucky. You know, list goes down, but I think, you know, there's something fun for our guys. You're going to go open up at Tennessee. You're going to play in front of 18,000-19,000 people. And, that experience is something a lot of people don't get to experience. So for us, that UCF, Clemson, Washington State, we're giving our guys a chance to play some really high quality opponents, but also travel the country a little bit. And, so it's dual part, man. You want to have a great non-conference, you want to win games, but I also think you want to challenge yourself. And, for us, man, it's all about those 3 days in March.
100%. Well, hope I'm praying for you, brother. I hope you win those 3 games. We can talk again in March and celebrate that, and hope you get a great season, man.
That'd be great, man. I appreciate it.
Anytime, brother. Thank you as always, brother.
All right, my man. We'll see you.
All right.
BS3 Network. Changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network. Changing the way you watch TV. Covering content and hot topics from A to Z. Sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or Spreaker.com/BS3 Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 1055 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.